Michael, thank you. Leading our news this morning, Kenya's security forces say they're in the final stages of ending that deadly siege at a Nairobi shopping mall. Sporadic gunfire and explosions have now been heard, and thick black smoke is billowing from the centre. Authorities say three of the gunmen have been killed, and the army has now taken control of the entire Westgate complex. Australian entertainer Rolf Harris has faced court in London on child sex offences. Mr. Harris is accused of indecently assaulting two teenage girls back in the 1980s. He also faces four charges of making indecent images of children. His lawyer says the 83-year-old will plead not guilty. Moviegoers and staff at the Sydney cinema complex have been terrorised during an armed hold-up. Four people armed with a shotgun and a machete stormed the Roseville Cinemas on Sydney's North Shore around 8 o'clock last night. They demanded cash and personal belongings from staff and patrons. They fled in a stolen car, which was used in another robbery at a hotel in Revesby 2 hours later. The axed Climate Commission is being revived. Sacked Climate Commissioner Tim Flannery is relaunching it today as the privately funded Climate Council. The new government scrapped the advisory body last week in one of its first policy changes.